Dr. Sabri Tedding and office, note on patient Terry Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O, Terry, T-E-R-I, date of birth is 2-12-1980, date of service is 10-5-2023, per paragraph, the patient is 43-year-old, white female, who was referred to see me by Dr. Amador for evaluation of a kidney mass that was found on CT of abdomen because of abdominal pain, per paragraph. The patient has had some abdominal pain, lower pelvic abdominal pain, went to the emergency room where she had CT scan with IV contrast that identified a hypodensity mass well circumscribed, 1.5 centimeter, low density lesion in the inferior pole of the right kidney, which does not meet CT criteria for a simple cyst. Therefore, the patient was referred to see me for further evaluation. Her other past medical history includes morbid obesity, such as post-bariatric surgery in 2001, and subsequently she's been suffering from recurrent anemia. Next, recurrent urinary tract infection with a couple of episodes of pyelonephritis in the past. Next, she's been suffering from dental caries and losing teeth ever since her bariatric surgery as well. Period paragraph. She did have prior history of hypertension that resolved after weight loss and bariatric surgery. Period paragraph. Past surgical history includes Roux-en-Y bariatric surgery in 2001, cholecystectomy, tubal ligation, and reversal of tubal ligation. Period paragraph. Allergies, she has non-drug allergies. Social history, patient is separated, has had total of 3 healthy kids. She's an ex-smoker, she is trying to quit. No alcohol use, no illicit drug use. She works as an operation manager. Pure paragraph. Family history, father, diabetes mellitus type 2, peripheral arterial disease, hypertension, coronary artery disease, mother with hypertension, brother with hypertension. Pure paragraph. Review system reveals headaches positive, orthostatic lightheadedness, insomnia positive, no chest pain or shortness of breath, occasional nausea and occasional abdominal pain. She has regular heavy periods, nocturia times 2. She has recurrent cystitis, stress incontinence positive, no leg swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization status, she received one dose of the COVID-19 gene therapy, period paragraph. A physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HAT, pupils around the active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and intake sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid viva laterally. Next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, and rhythm, normal and sweat, and true, no murmurs heard, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles, or resisted, abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary, rebound, or rigidity, extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is non-focal investigations, as mentioned above, creatinine 0.8, per paragraph assessment and plan 1. Right kidney suspect low density lesion. We're going to get a renal ultrasound for better delineation. Since there was no enhancement of contrast, most likely that we are dealing with a simple cyst. Pure paragraph. Next diagnosis. Chronic anemia of iron deficiency. Patient seeing hematology and getting IV iron. Pure paragraph. Next. Post bariatric surgery and poor dental hygiene, possibly related to complications. Patient will need vitamin D supplementation. Next, recurrent urinary tract infection with start patient on mannose cranberry supplements and probiotic and hyperbiotic supplements. Period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Amador, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see you back in 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendation. I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks.